You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's immigration program has played a key role in its economic growth, which before the pandemic hit had been essentially uninterrupted for nearly three decades. But due to border closures and lockdown measures around the world, the total number of migrants Australia welcomes this financial year, both temporary and permanent, is expected to be lower than it has been for a long time. Researchers say that could cause a demographic ripple effect to last for some time to come, and Australia will need to heavily rely on migrants to rebuild once the pandemic has passed. Australian National University demographer Liz Allen says this country needs immigration to survive this next stage of its future.
At present, we have an ageing population. We have more people retiring from the workforce than entering the workforce, which means we have fewer people in the middle, if you like, in the workforce contributing to our tax base, which of course pays for our vital services, our roads, our infrastructure, our hospitals, our schools, everything.
She says Australia's migrant intake would help fill the gaps. Australia's 2019-20 migration program is now expected to fall well short of the cap of 160,000 places set by the federal government. A spokesman for Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge said COVID-19 will clearly have an impact on the delivery of the 2019-20 immigration program.
It is still too early to say what the final outcome will be. It will be lower than we envisaged, given our borders are closed to all but Australian citizens and permanent residents.
Department of Home Affairs data shows permanent residency visa invitations have fallen dramatically in the past month. Invitations for skilled independent subclass 189 visas, which allows holders to live anywhere in Australia, sat at just 50 in April, down from 1,750 in March. Invitations for the subclass 491 visa, which requires holders to live in regional Australia, fell to 50 from 300. This comes after a record 298,200 migrants left Australia in the year to June 30th, 2019, 7 months before Australia recorded its first coronavirus case on the 25th of January 2020. Australia's intake of temporary migrants is also expected to drop. Temporary visa holders have been excluded from the government's JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme and were told by Prime Minister Scott Morrison to return to their home countries if they were not able to support themselves in Australia. University of Sydney migration expert Anne Boucher said the coronavirus crisis has laid bare how reliant Australia is on migrants.
It's quite obvious in the budget papers from 2019 that without very high net overseas migration, we would not have had a budget surplus. It's in one of the appendices to the budget papers.
Ms. Boucher said the pandemic could trigger a rethink of how heavily Australia relies on its migrants to fill gaps in the workforce.
We have caps on permanent migration, and actually those caps have become more stringent in recent years. But we don't have caps on temporary. So it's possible that in future years the government will look at caps on temporary as well as permanent. Who knows? I think a lot of it depends on how we redeploy Australians.
Ms. Boucher points out that Australia is in competition with other countries for migration. So if other countries also have closures, Australia might be able to bounce back to pre-COVID-19 levels. Economists say the drop in migration will have significant economic consequences for Australia's coronavirus recovery. Migrants are workers, taxpayers, consumers, part of the housing market. Many economists believe they are also responsible for driving innovation and productivity over time. Grattan Institute CEO John Daly says population growth and economic growth exist side by side, and migration has been the key.
If you remember that real economic growth in Australia over the last couple of years has been 2-2.5%. Of that, almost 1% has simply been the effect of migration. So the fact that every year there's 1% more people born overseas living in Australia than there were last year, or rather that's a 1% increase in the total Australian population. And when you have a 1% increase in the total population, you get a 1% increase in GDP, more or less, as a matter of course.
Mr. Daly said economic recoveries are always slow, and a shock of this kind means it's likely to take the economy several years to completely bounce back. He says that will be accentuated in Australia by the fact that there will be fewer migrants.
for many quarters over the last couple of years, Australia has had almost no economic growth apart from the growth in population. And of that growth in population, about two-thirds of it has essentially been migrants.
And there's a further problem. Dr. Liz Allen says while Australia needs migrants to help rebuild post-pandemic, she admits they could leave for other countries.
At the moment, we have a substantial amount of temporary migrants in Australia who are not being supported, who are not being looked after in a way that I think all relationships should be reciprocal. Australia, we as a nation, we take much from migrants. Migrants are taxpayers and pay their way, essentially. At the moment, many of them have lost jobs, these temporary migrants. Australia is not meeting its reciprocal relationship here.
She warns that Australia could stop being an attractive place for migrants, which in turn would affect its ability to withstand the next phase of the economic downturn.
What then happens is Australia might get a name for itself, that it might be an unsafe place to be, and if you then marry that with the rising racial abuse that people of, in particular, Asian descent are experiencing, Australia will get a name for itself as an unwelcoming and unsafe place.
To try to support Australia's migrants through the coronavirus crisis, the federal government has introduced early access to superannuation and relaxed some visa conditions. Tasmania, Victoria and the ACT have introduced their own measures. Dr. Allen says Australia needs to continue to look after its migrants because without them, Australia's longer-term future isn't as certain.
We require migrants to ensure that the living standards that we've come to enjoy continue down the line via each generation. Migrants help us literally build this nation.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.